They will even give you scripture. Hello, leaders. And that scripture, out of context, will mislead you and others astray. Prophet said he's heard it three times. He said he'll turn these breads, these stones into bread. Look at the miraculous things he did with bread. What did he tell Eve? He gave her almost word for word the scripture. What God told Adam. But he put a little twist to it. The twist was enough to deceive her and cause her to eat the fruit she had no business eating. You see, Prophet, I have a problem with leaders who are complacent with the voice and don't know how devastating it is to twist one word. And people are so sophisticated in their sins today. And I'm not talking about the heathens, okay? I'm talking about the good saints. The ones you love, the ones that convince you that what they're doing is right, and you love them so much that you will let them twist the Bible just to keep them in your life. I learned the scripture a long time ago. The soul of a man is not subject to the law of God, the carnal soul of a man. How many battles have I had with saints who were carnal and I thought I could convince them to turn around? And we wound up arguing. I went to help and got caught up in the same flesh they were in. Anybody listening? And so what I had to learn was carnal-minded people are not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. So as hard as it was for me to turn my back, I had to do what the Bible said. I had to leave them alone until they got some spirituality. Because if I'm telling truth, they don't have no way. If I'm telling the truth and it's carnal-minded as they are, they're not going to hear the truth. Why would I call myself trying to do for them what the Bible says ain't going to help them anyway? So I have to let the Holy Ghost get in them, work on them, so they can get some light so I can come back and add some more light. But in my beginning days, in my zealousness, I didn't want to give them light. I wanted to argue them back. And now I'm caught up in my flesh with them arguing, trying to prove a point that Paul said we ought not be arguing about. But I wanted my love for them to be greater than the word. And I found out that no matter how I tried to convince them, I was wrong as they were. I don't know. I hear things sometimes, but they say two wrongs don't make a right. I went to try to convince them, but now they got me in my carnal state and we're battling. And here you are, the leader, in your flesh, trying to flesh out a carnal saint. Not flush them, flesh out. They ain't going nowhere. You're wasting your time. You're in violation to the mind and the word of God. And here you are saying God sent you, But you're not using the word of God. You are caught up in your flesh. Anybody listening? I heard God say, give. Oh, Lord. You know the big one, right? The big one, giving, right? That's a real big problem in the church. Prophet, I made a big mistake. I became the pastor of a church. And I wasted my life messing around with church people. And no wonder I've suffered, because I've been hanging out with the wrong people. Because church people like to sit, and I'm not a sitter. Let me just sit in this little spot, and I promise you, you ain't going to ever have to worry about me, because I'm going to come sit down, and as soon as they say amen, I'm getting up out of here. Well, you see, I'm not that kind of preacher. And so I've wasted my life trying to make church people do what they ain't never gonna do. Hello. And Jesus told me. I read it. But another spirit had me. He said, son, leave them church people alone. Because you don't fit. Y'all didn't get that one, huh? You don't fit. So here come church people to Jesus the Light Center. And I'm up there, and I don't look like no pastor, act like no preacher. I am totally different, and they perceive me to be one way, and I'm totally different. I don't fit in nobody's church.